Hello and welcome to another episode of the Echo Chamber. With me today, as usual, is Dr. Jamie.
Hello.
Hello, and we have a special guest with us today. A special guest with a special interest in the topic we're going to be talking about. And this is Julia. Julia, hello.
Hello.
Hello. What is the special video game topic we'll be talking about today?
We'll be talking about Pokemon. Although I have to confess, when you said special interest, it could have been a lot of things.
That is true.
Right, but it is true. But you were touted to me as a bit of a Pokemon expert. Were you wrongly touted?
I hope not. I mean, I have a little Pokemon figurine like on my desk as we speak.
Ooh, well, there we are. I mean, you're already a stan, I think, is the term. So,
you're down with the kids. I love it.
I am down with the kids, mate. What's
That's definitely like not a reference, which is down with the kids. Maybe like 20 years ago.
Outrageous. Anyway. Okay. So I have literally, well, it's not nothing, that's a lie. I have bought it's Pokemon Sword for the for the Nintendo Switch. I must admit that I have actually spent a few minutes playing it. It's not mine. I bought it for my son because he really, really wanted it. And I kind of know a little bit about Pokemon. I know that there's this little yellow dude called Pikachu. And I know that there's this other dude called Ash, who's not his owner, but is like his best friend or something. And that the Pokemon live in balls. Or no, they don't live in balls, do they? They live in like the world, but you
when
catch them with balls.
When mommy Pokemon loves the daddy Pokemon.
Yes. Actually, we'll come to that in a bit, actually.
So am I roughly right? So they live like in the world of Pokemon, and they you catch them, and that's part of the fun, and then you meet each other and you have battles with other Pokemon people, and you don't like fight physically. You throw the Pokemon, they come out, and then the Pokemon fight each other, but they don't really like hit each other. They like have special powers, don't they? And each Pokemon has different. Am I just like really, really like badly explaining this? Why don't you take it forward, because you guys know actually what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, do you know what Pokemon actually means? Do you know why it's called Pokemon?
Pocket monsters. I knew that much.
That is correct. Yeah, so they're pocket monsters. Yeah, so you're right, absolutely right. So basically, it's if all the animals in the world had slight powers, in a way. Weird and wonderful powers. And then these Pokemon can be fought, as you said. And that's basically the entire premise. And the idea is to, as you're probably aware, catch them all in the game.
You gotta catch them all. I understand.
You've got to. If you don't, then you know you're nothing really.
Okay. And I know this because I looked at currently 905 Pokemon species,
which is soon to increase, isn't it, Judy?
Yes. Gen 9 is coming out. It was literally announced the other day, which is very exciting. I can't wait.
So tell me about your because Pokemon, again, it's a huge thing, isn't it? It's not just video games. It's a media franchise, from what I understand. And it started with did it start with the cards, or did it start with the cartoon, or the how did it start? Do you know anything about that?
As far as I'm aware, I think it started with the game. I don't know if I'm wrong, and someone might tell me off, but I think it started with the game, and the anime came with it. Rather excellent marketing from Game Freak.
Because what I'm looking at here now is the first version of Pokemon Gotta Catch 'Em All was the red version and blue version in 1996. So they do this all the time, don't they? They make two separate games.
Yeah.
Because there's Pokemon Sword, I know, and there's Pokemon Shield.
Yeah.
I knew that thing because my son specifically asked for Pokemon Sword, not Shield. And it's been like that at the very beginning then. They literally are telling you two games. These guys are geniuses.
Yeah, so to catch them all, because you've got to catch them all, you have to have the other game. And not just that, you also, back in the day, you had to have a link cable to be able to catch them all, because that was a whole other thing. It's genius marketing on Nintendo's part and Game Freak's part. It really was. And I don't know if Julie, if you had the red and blue, but I distinctly remember getting it.
Well, I must confess, it came out when I was seven months old.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I'm so sorry. I hate to do it. But I have brothers who are 7 and 5 years older than me. So basically, as soon as I was sentient as a human being, I had Pokemon in my life. So I don't really remember life without Pokemon. And I did play Red and Blue because they were the first things that I played. But, I mean, I didn't play them as soon as they came out, you know? Yeah, I barely had teeth.
Oh, my God.
I just want to stop this now. Oh, my God. So you had only... you were a bubba when it came out, Julia. So you have really never known a world without Pokemon.
No, I grew up in the world of Pokemon.
That's amazing. You know? You're basically were born. Your birthday is the same time as the same year as Pikachu. That's amazing.
Oh my God, that means Pikachu is like a 26-year-old. I don't know. Sad human now.
Well, he is. I mean, yeah, he's now a detective, isn't he? So that's that's how they
all talk. No, I hate Detective Pikachu.
I haven't seen it, I'm ashamed to say.
I saw Detective Pikachu, and considering it's the only Pokemon movie I've ever seen, I thought it was all right in the sense that I didn't want to claw my eyes out watching it with the children, which I do with some of the movies that I watch with them.
I would highly recommend watching the first Pokemon movie, which I think is literally called Pokemon the First, the movie, or something like that.
Pokemon the Movie. I saw that in the cinema.
Oh my God, is it not the most profound thing? I don't know, I cry every time.
Profound. Yeah, it was pretty profound. I vaguely remember it. I wasn't that old, anyone. But I do definitely remember it coming out and it being a massive thing. Because the thing with Blue and Red, because it was huge. It's like, I don't know if you remember, Farbod, when things like... Buzz Lightyear came out, and it was the thing to get. Pokemon was exactly the same, and this was, for me, it was just huge. I remember, like I said,
I've always known about it because obviously I was well into my gaming career by this point, but I never, I had a Game Boy and I knew people got into it. I just couldn't understand the appeal. I think that was my problem from the very beginning. And so I never kind of went to it and ever really played it. I was like, what is the point of this? I don't understand it. There are better games out there. And so I missed the boat. But this is my point. I missed the boat when I was younger, when this came out. And so it became one of those things like, oh, that'll never catch on. You know, I was one of those people, you know, this motorized car thing that no one's ever going to want. That. We've got trains. What do we need cars for? I'm that kind of person with this. I mean, I feel foolish now. I feel it's kind of too late for me to get back into Pokemon.
I don't think so. I think everyone has its own appeal.
So tell me why I should like Pokemon, okay? Because I've tried the Pokemon Sword thing. I've watched my son play it. He loved it, and he wants to get the latest one as well.
Arcus. Oh my God, it's so good!
It's really good. Okay. Oh my God!
Okay,
it's so different to any other previous Pokemon game.
Okay, well, tell me what the Pokemon game series anyway? What is it that hooks you in? And then we'll get on to the latest game now. What is the latest game called?
Legends, or like Arceus, who's an old historic Pokemon.
He's basically Pokemon God.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Pokemon God, eh? All right. Okay, so tell me how you got it. So when you first, you know, when you were, you know, just learned how to eat solids, Julia, you got into playing Pokemon Red and Blue. And then what is it attracted you to it?
I couldn't even put my finger on it, because I think, so I have older brothers, and I got into Pokemon through playing it with them. So that's all I really remember. And I mean, I plays it, but that's just, I just can't remember being without it. And they were the ones who had the Game Boy that I first played Pokemon on. And then we obviously got the newer consoles as they came out. And I don't know, I find Pokemon is just very satisfying. Like, there's so much, I think it's like with many of these things, is that like perfectionist urge to be the champion, to catch them all. Yeah. And plus they're very cute. And
yeah.
I mean, even the ones that aren't cute.
Yeah, there are weird ones. Like, again, I have to get my head around this when I'm looking at this game, because, and I would irritate the crap out of my son, because there's different classes as well of Pokemon, aren't there?
Yeah.
Can you explain the classes, Jamie?
Yeah, so in a nutshell, so some of them, if I go with the absolute basics, think of it as like rock, paper, scissors.
Right.
So if we call rock, paper, scissors, you know, rock beats scissors, scissors beat paper, paper beats rock. So if you think of it as the same, so in this, the main three are sort of grass, which can beat water, water can beat fire, fire can beat grass. And that's the absolute basics. And then they start adding a few others around that. So like electric is good against something else, and flying is a good against, against something else. And that's basically, it's sort of rock, paper, scissors sort of thing. In a nutshell.
But ones as well, aren't there? Because there are ghost types.
Yeah.
And ghost, psychic types.
Ghost, dragon, fighting, fair.
Fighting, that was the other dark one. Dark, yeah.
Poison.
Ice.
You see, I would be really annoying and say things like, when I would look at them, I'd say, oh, that's a pancake type Pokemon, because it looks like a pancake. And my son would be like, no! And we'd frustrated with me for not understanding the types of Pokemon. So the types are important then. So it's like various Pokemon can beat other Pokemon, and that's the kind of thing you're looking at. So when you're collecting them, so it's starting to make sense now. So you collect them and you've got like a collection of balls on your belt. And then you, depending on what Pokemon's thrown your way, you need to choose the appropriate Pokemon with the appropriate fighting style to counteract
I mean, it gets even more complicated than that, because there's some like dual types and there's some that can do other moves, but anyway, in the nutshell, yes, that is how. So you want the best team that can beat effectively anyone in front of you, and
right,
you train them up, so you get them, as the more you fight, the more experience you get, and then to even sweeten the deal, the higher they get, they evolve into something new. New and cooler, don't they?
Yeah, the evolution part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think it's possibly the most fun bit. I mean, seeing something really cute turn into something with effectively a gun strapped to it. Just quite cool. I like that.
Because I never quite got, well, like when I was seeing it, and then obviously the anime series became a huge thing shortly afterwards, and I remember it being around, and I always like Pikachu, because he was such a huge part of it. Pikachu is he's he was like the ultimate Pokemon, but I was completely wrong, wasn't I? Because Pikachu is not even the most evolved of his. What is he? Is he a mouse? Electric mouse or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Pikachu means electric mouse in Japanese.
It literally does mean that, does it?
Yeah.
Lightning mouse.
Lightning mouse.
Yeah, and then it evolves into Raichu, which means thunder mouse. Yeah.
Thunder mouse. That's so funny. Yeah, so
there was a whole episode of Pokemon where Ash was like debating whether he should evolve Pikachu to make him more powerful, but ultimately deciding, you know, that he loved Pikachu as Pikachu is. It was very heartfelt, very emotional, but really strategically bad for fighting.
Really stupid, like, really bad. Like,
so dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No wonder he gets his ass kicked all the time.
Literally.
Yeah. And who are the guys in the anime series? Isn't there like there's a brother and sister or some weird relationship?
I'm not sure what the relationship between those two was. I don't know if Julia knows.
Oh, are they called Team Rocket?
Team Rocket. One of the bad guys.
Yeah, literally.
You have Jesse
and
James.
Yeah, Jesse and James.
Jesse and James. Oh,
yeah, James was quite. It almost seemed almost like pansexual or something. He was very odd. He was a good character though. I like James.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with pansexuality.
No, I'm not saying there's anything wrong. He was just an odd character. He was super odd.
I mean, they all were. I mean, Meowth was literally a talking Pokemon. Like, how unbelievable is that?
I know, right?
Is it one of them? Not Mewtwo. Is that one?
Mewtwo can talk as well. Mewtwo is a synthetic Pokemon, like it was made in a lab.
Yeah, he's the second Mew. He was copied of Mew. He's Mew too.
And that's why he's Mew.
Because the whole premise of the movie is around him being really bitter at humans for being created and being like alone in the world. But then he sees Pikachu try to like sacrifice himself for Ash and is like, oh my gosh, I now see, you know, it's not about why you were made, but like your purpose is, you know, proper cheese.
Nice. Okay. Because that's the thing, isn't it? The fact that Mew, is it Mew and Mewtwo speak?
I don't know.
Am I right in saying that?
I feel like
Mewtwo definitely has. Right. But the thing is, because one of the things that told me from the TV series is that you just have this little mouse thing running around going, Pika, Pika, Pikachu, Pika, Pikachu. And they understand him, and you're like, he's just saying Pikachu. How can you
Hang on. Did you ever used to watch Lassie?
How old do you think I am, mate?
I watched Lassie.
What, the original black and white series?
Oh, not the original black and white series.
No.
They understood him.
Yeah, but I didn't like those shows either. It didn't make sense. In my brain, it didn't make sense. Like, why are you listening to a dog, for goodness sake? I'm sure I'm angering a lot of people that love Pokemon who come onto this episode to like hear about how great Pokemon is, and I'm, you know, kind of poo-pooing it all. So you have the original Pokemon, and then there's been, oh god, how many games have there been?
Oh, I don't know, a lot. It's not just the standard Pokemon things either. It's also, there's like a one where you take photographs, there's a card game one, there is a dungeon one, they're also in Smash Brothers that I've mentioned before. There's loads of spin-offs.
They've proper franchised, haven't they?
It really has, brought, yeah.
I mean, well, look, it's been 25, 26 years now, hasn't it? So.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness, so... telling me about the newest game, Pokemon Arceus, and you were saying it's very different from previous ones. So what makes this iteration so much different that you're really excited about it?
For starters, it is historic region that it's set in.
It's set in the Poke Past.
You can't put Pokey in front of everything and just make it make sense.
Yes, I think you find that you Pokey can.
Oh my god. Pokey, F off.
She just Pokey swore at us. Super effective.
Oh my gosh.
Where were we? Julia is confused. Julia hurt itself in its confusion.
You were talking about the Poke difference with this one compared to
So the main Poke point of this game is that you're in the Poke Past. The thing that really stresses me out and causes me a lot of anxiety is not only are you trying to catch the Pokemon and making the Pokemon fight each other, but the wild Pokemon also try to attack you. There are literally, like, to get through the levels, you have to dodge and avoid being absolutely destroyed.
Yeah,
set on fire, being electrocuted. And to be fair, even if there aren't Pokemon around, you can drown your character.
Oh my word.
So
yeah. It's quite a change. It's quite a change because I don't know if you remember in Final Fantasy how you used to get attacked randomly if you're walking around a certain place. Do you remember that in Final Fantasy?
Yeah.
So it's the same type of premise. Like, you'd wander around in the long grass and then suddenly something would pop up and it would attack you.
You wouldn't even get like the little exclamation mark you get sometimes.
In the original one, you wouldn't. You just wander around and just get attacked randomly. Whereas in this one, you literally see them running around, flying around, swimming around, coming straight at you, which is quite a change.
My word.
Yeah.
Sounds terrifying. Are you sure this is for kids still?
No, it's for me.
It's for you.
I mean, genuinely, there have been times where I've had to, like, pause the game because my heart is just pounding in my chest. And it's one of those things where I'm like, I shouldn't be scared of them. They're not real. They can't hurt me. I just take it very seriously.
I felt that way playing games like Silent Hill, but not Pokemon.
You may change your mind when a Snorlax comes straight towards you at full pelt.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my god.
It sounds terrifying.
There have been loads of people who've made sort of memes and like gifs of the Snorlax with these just like bright red eyes, just hyper beaming a teeny weeny Pokemon. It's ruthless.
Oh my word.
How I feel as a med student.
So it's a bit more visceral and a bit more kind of danger filled, this newest one. But anything else that's particularly new? I mean, I assume every iteration of the Pokemon, like new Pokemon come in. And is that something you look forward to?
I do, definitely. Like, I remember, this is really sad now, but going back all the way to when Julie was barely a fetus, when the first Pokemon came out, when the movie came out, it was a big deal that there was some new Pokemon. That was a huge selling point for it. And then the Gold and Silver came out and there was a whole 150 new Pokemon to catch. And not only that, it was also with the Gold and Silver, which really blew my mind. It had Night and Day was a big thing. And the time, I don't know how it knew, but the cartridge seemed to know the time of the day and different Pokemon
at
different times of the day.
Oh, I see. So, like, if you played it at night, you would see, like, nocturnal Pokemon.
Exactly. And this...
And if you played it at dawn and dusk, you would get crepuscular Pokemon.
Yeah. Not... Yeah.
I mean, it was a bit more clear-cut, to be honest.
All right. Okay. you'd get, like, the morning rush, like, the morning rush hour as, like, the business Pokemon. Or like try to do their morning commutes, and then at like 5 o'clock, they'd all go home and maybe do some
karaoke. How are you making Pokemon sound boring? Like, I don't know how you're doing this. Can you
not? Aside, it sounds pretty genius. I mean, imagine if they did that with like having literal. I could see them doing that.
Poke World.
They did have Poke jobs. They had Poke jobs in the Sword and the Shield.
Poke jobs. That sounds smutty.
We can dream. I mean, if they have jobs and they're smart, it's basically the thing we want of being able to like play as an adult rather than a 10-year-old, right?
Oh, poke smut. The poke job. Oh dear.
Poke smut.
I'm gonna pay. I paid her for a poke job.
Oh my word! What's going on here now?
Oh my god! Nurse Joy, stop!
Is this Pokemon After Dark?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Sorry. No, it's all right. I feel like I'm kind of derailing your joy here. I really shouldn't, because obviously it's been an important thing in both of your kind of formative gaming experiences. So you also said that this ninth generation is coming out, Julia. So what is it? Do we know already about this ninth generation?
Well, so we know that with whatever the region is, I don't think we have the details on that. We know it's sort of Spanish, sort of inspired, based on like a lot of the graphics, seems to mirror areas of Spain. And other than that, I think we only really know the 3 starter Pokemon, but that is exciting in itself. So
very exciting. I am excited.
So you guys are just completely hooked now. So any kind of Pokemon iteration that ever comes out from now on, you're gonna get, and you're gonna get both sides of it, because again, you got to catch them all.
I tend to not buy both sides, but just like find a friend who has and force them to trade with me.
Yeah, I also do that. Or you can trade in some of them. You could trade online, and you could get everything pretty well. But yeah, I tend to only get one. I'm not an idiot.
Do you know one thing we haven't talked about yet? And this was a big phenomenon. It actually made the news, didn't it, a few years ago? The Pokemon Go game.
Oh, you didn't? Yeah, we didn't. We forgot that completely. Yeah.
So that's. I mean, it's not. I actually downloaded Pokemon Go. Would you believe? Because I kind of wanted to see what it was about, and I'm interested in things like virtual reality and reality technology. And I thought, this is a big company who's got a pedigree in programming, and it's going to have this really good interface, and it's going to look really good. And I didn't really like it very much, because again, I don't think I had the Pokemon interest to get into it. But I did download it, and I know that 1 billion people worldwide have downloaded Pokemon Go. Have you played it at all?
I mean, I had it when it came out. I had it for, I want to say, like a good year and a half, but I had to delete it because it drained the battery on my phone more than anything. And it just got to the point where I was like, no, I can't do this anymore. I did have it though.
Yeah, people would specifically go out, wouldn't they, to get. Because Pokemon would turn up in like the real world.
Yeah, so people would go out on big walks. It was actually amazing. People were actually going out walking for Pokemon Go. It was fantastic. And you must have seen the footage of that guy. There's a guy who's got like 30 phones rigged up to himself, and he goes out catching every single Pokemon. Have you seen this? Have you not seen this guy?
No, I'm looking this up now. So tell us about the video.
I think this guy is just obsessed with Pokemon Go, and because in Pokemon Go the difference is you have to catch them, but if you want to evolve them you have to catch more of them, and then that creates candies or something, and then that evolves them, and that's how you end up making them more powerful. And then they've made it even further and have got battles and things like this going on, which is quite cool.
And there's also the whole thing with it where, I don't know if it's still the case, but for a while there were sort of Pokemon that you could only get in certain regions of the world. And I remember I had Pokemon Go, so within a year of it coming out, I actually was in Japan and there was Pokemon Go stuff everywhere. It was wild. I want to say it was wild, but it's actually, I mean, it's not the coolest thing to do, is it? But
oh my god, whilst you've been chatting, I've been looking at these videos. I've got this one video of a Taiwanese grandfather playing Pokemon Go with 64 phones.
That's him.
Oh, yeah.
64. What is going on?
This gets him out of the house, doesn't it? Stops him going to A&E with you know, Acopia.
Not a sport? Pokemon is a sport, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, should it be in the Olympics is the question.
Oh, I don't know.
Absolutely.
You think?
Oh my god, I'm actually watching this dude. And it is ridiculous. So for people who haven't seen it, firstly, you have to go see it. Is this really old dude? He's got this contraption that is essentially taking up his entire vision on the front of his bike.
He looks like a mod. Like, do you know the
yeah,
mod?
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what he looks like from that movie, whatever. What was it called, that movie? I can't remember now. But he's literally riding. The guy cannot possibly see. He's riding around in traffic with all of these phones in front of him. Seriously, you guys got to watch it. I'll put the link in the description of the episode. But that is insane. I've really enjoyed looking at that.
Well, that's the thing with Pokemon. It has brought out some people are like there is. So when you say it is should be a sport, there are leagues of it where people will get the best Pokemon and compete. It is a competitive thing because, you know, there's lots of competitive gaming around and Pokemon is no exception.
No.
And so because of the stats and things like that, people level up the Pokemon and not just and give them different stats and evolve them and try and get all the shiny ones. And that's another thing we haven't talked about. And it's a huge competitive element to it as well, to a different level, that like not just casual gaming, this is like a job for some people.
Oh my goodness. So you said shiny ones. What do you mean shiny ones?
I'll let Julia explain that.
Oh my god. Well, shinies are just, well, thing is, I find shinies less exciting now because on Legends it's kind of easier to get shiny Pokemon. Like, it used to be that shinies are just these, like, very rare Pokemon. It can be sort of any Pokemon that are basically like the normal Pokemon, but they'll be, like, a different colour and...
Yeah, that's it.
It's
right.
Just a very uncommon thing, you see. If you're used to seeing, say, Pikachu, for example, but you come across, like, a blue Pikachu, it's like, what?
It just blows your mind.
It's like one of those things which, when I say it out loud, I'm like, oh my god, am I this lame? But
I remember,
really exciting.
This is really sad. I remember when Gold came out, it was a big deal that there was a red Gyarados, and that was the big thing.
Oh my god, the red Gyarados!
See? Oh, you're right. You sound like you fell off your chair.
The red Gyarados was even a big thing in like the anime series as well.
Yeah, that was like a huge plot line, wasn't it? Yeah, it is very exciting. And I mean, I haven't even talked about, there's a Pokemon virus as well, Farbard. I haven't even talked about that.
Well, tell me about it.
I think it's called Pokerus, which is effectively a Pokemon virus. And Pokemon can get infected with this, and it causes them to level up faster, as I understand it.
Oh, so it's like a beneficial virus.
Yeah.
Like in Dwarf, where you get the luck virus.
Exactly.
The sexual magnetism virus.
Yeah, exactly. It's like that, as far as I understand it. But there is a way of curing it, and I can't, for the life of me, figure out why you'd want to cure it.
Well, do they like evolve into like these, like you get to the level that you want to evolve and then it just keeps evolving and turns into some sort of like gross genetic monstrosity or something? Or does that not happen? Am I just imagining it?
It hasn't happened yet, but it could happen. Maybe this is what happens in the ninth generation. They evolve to the point where they become horribly inbred.
I think it would be far too soon for them to make a Poke pandemic. Like, too soon.
Oh, Oh dear, and I think they could get away with it. I think they're big enough. I think their fans would
it could
would
be the plotline. A Poke Pandemic would definitely work, I think.
Oh dear. I mean, but the only thing I would say, the only word of caution I would say, if I was in that marketing meeting, I would say people are probably a little bit fed up of this as a storyline. Maybe just move away from it. But anyway, I don't know. What do I know? I thought Pokemon was rubbish when it first came out, and look at me now, literally doing a podcast in its honor.
I mean, if you want to do Pokemon rubbish, there is literally a Pokemon which its species is like a trash bag Pokemon. It's literally called Trubbish.
It's called Trubbish, yeah.
Trubbish.
It's the most ridiculous thing.
Trubbish. And Trubbish has evolution as well. A Garbodor.
Yeah.
My goodness. It starts off as Trubbish. It's literally a bag of rubbish with eyes on it.
Yeah. It's obviously literally a modern Pokemon, though, because this has had to evolve. Because otherwise, back in the day, people were going, well, that's obviously a bizarre-looking Pokemon. And then suddenly, in the future, it's like...
That's crazy. Do you know what type Trubbish is?
Poison.
Poison, yeah.
Poison type. And as a poison type, what is its weaknesses?
Psychic.
And?
Oh, my God. I hate poison types. I never go for them.
I don't like poison.
Apparently, it's ground.
Ground?
Oh, right. Yeah.
I didn't know there was a ground type Pokemon.
Yeah, there's a ground type. I forgot that
one. Yeah.
Bloody hell. And what
oh,
is
and
this?
Bug. We didn't mention bug.
We didn't mention bug. What we like?
What is bug?
Oh my god.
It's a bug type, isn't it? It's the
bug. Beetles, caterpillars. I can't believe I'm poke-splaining what bugs are.
Poke-splaining. I love it. Bloody hell. I mean, there's a lot of types, aren't there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. So, bug type. What is the best bug type?
You mean, which is the best bug type? Pokemon?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, I've picked mine already. And it's Vespiquen.
Vespiquen? That's a good
choice. Or Vespiquen?
I think I would probably go for Scyther if I had to go for a bug Pokemon.
I was thinking Scyther.
Scyther, which one's Scyther?
It's like a green one with wings.
And
that
it's
was
got,
really
like,
elegant.
Blade. He's got blades on his arm. Really well designed, actually.
Yeah.
Really well designed.
Yeah. Again, there's 905 different types of Pokemon. I think talking about various Pokemon on the Pokemon podcast is probably going to be a little bit tedious. But what does the? I know that the future holds. The ninth generation. Do you think we're going to see a 10th generation Pokemon within our lifetime?
100%. It'll probably be
absolutely
within a year.
Oh, I think that'll be controversial, because it's already controversial that Generation 9 is coming out this year, having had a game come out in January and one previously come out in November. You've got all these sort of people on like Poker Twitter, which is a thing. Who are going, they've made it too fast. Like, there's people complaining about graphics, people saying the graphics, like, how do they get the graphics this good, this, like, quickly? They're really suspicious. It's bizarre.
I mean,
it's very dramatic. More dramatic than Med Twitter, to be honest.
Well, I can believe it. There's probably a few more people on there than on Med Twitter.
Yeah. I mean, so the Pokemon, so there's people like this in everything, though, aren't they, who are going to say there's too many, or there's not enough, or they're never happy. There's even, you know, I'm going to sort of go back towards smut now, but there's some of the Pokemon, for some reason, are slightly sexy.
Oh, yeah, Gardevoir. Mm.
Oh, yeah. So there's a lot of people thirsting over that one, but there's a whole thing about this. It's really bizarre.
Okay, I'm going to Google, and I don't know what it's going to do to my thing, but sexy Pokemon.
No.
Look up Gardevoir. Gardevoir is beautiful.
I'm sounding very weird. The sexiest Pokemon, so let's have a look. So the top one, it's true, the top one is Gardevoir.
There you go, you see, she is a beautiful Pokemon, there you go.
She is an elegant, what is she, a psychic type. She's like wearing like this flowing white dress. It's like I can't really quite tell the picture of it. It's Yeah, she's got like hair, her kind of green hair is covering her face, like all sultry style. Yeah, I can see that. Oh my god, what is this one? Lopunny.
Yeah, I don't get the rabbit one, but that's a weirdly sexy one as well.
It's kind of like Jessica Rabbit vibes, isn't it?
I think
it is. Do you know who it is? It's like
is it Lola Bunny?
Game that you like, Jamie.
Which one?
You know, we've literally done a podcast about it. Which one was it again?
I don't remember.
With the poo song.
Oh, sorry. It's like what was her name? Her name was Berry.
Berry, yes, Berry from
Conker's Bad Fur Day.
That's it. That's who she looks like, Lopunny.
Yeah.
And then there's Primarina, who has a classical kind of anime bosom. I didn't know these existed. What is this nonsense? A Greninja. Greninja is the first male one to come up in the top 10 list of sexiest Pokemon. Greninja.
Didn't think he was that sexy. I just thought he was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. They are very like...
slightly humanoid.
It's mainly female ones, isn't it? What about Machoke? Yeah.
Machoke is sexy. Machoke me, daddy.
Funnily enough, Machoke was it one of you sent me a Machoke meme, didn't you? It was one of you, wasn't it? One of you dirty bastards.
Was that the one that I did where it was like sleeping with your Pikachu, cute, sleeping with your Machoke? Weird.
That's the one.
I've also subsequently WhatsApped you both multiple sexy pictures of Pokemon just while we've been talking. So like, enjoy that. There's a Charizard. Oh my god, I feel bad.
She's wearing like almost like a mankini-ish type thing going on there.
This has descended into rule.
We weren't talking about Pokemon. This is what happens when you record a podcast late at night. I think this is where we're getting at. Normally record it in the morning when we're all like fresh and you know like concentrating. But now it's descended into rate my Pokemon.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I think it would be like this in the morning for this. I don't know.
Oh, dear. Maybe we should just draw a line under it now and stop talking. Okay.
Smart Poker Med Twitter.
Smart Poker Med Twitter. It is a niche area of Twitter, but it's definitely got its adherence. Thank you both for coming on and trying to convince me that Pokemon is a good video game series. I mean, objectively, it obviously is. You know, it's massively popular. It's made the Game Freak developers and Nintendo in particular a lot of money over the course of a quarter of a century. So whatever I think of it, the truth is, objectively, it is excellent. And I hope you enjoy playing with your Arceus. And I'm sure you'll update me in time regarding how that went.
I will let you know once I have fully met my Arceus.
Yeah, you have to tell us all about your Arceus, Jamie.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to call it a day. Cheers, both.
Cheers.
Bye.
Well, that was a lot of fun, wasn't it? Sorry about all the problems in the first half of the podcast. We literally had a internet blackout halfway through that pod, so we had to restart it. But hopefully it didn't spoil your listening experience too much. Thank you for listening again to The Echo Chamber. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/The Echo, spelled properly, chamber. And hopefully we'll see you again soon. Till next time, Game Dorks.